Good morning. I'd like to welcome each one to our service this morning. For a devotional, I'd like to read a passage out of 1 John, first chapter. Our Sunday school lesson this morning is about fellowship, and that's going to be a little bit what I'm going to be talking about here this morning. I want to read 1 John 1, the first 10 verses. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which is with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Especially want to look at verse 5 and verse 6. The phrase, God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. Light represents what is good. Light represents what is good, pure, true, holy, and reliable. Darkness represents what is sinful and evil. And the statement, God is light, means that God is perfectly holy and true, and that He alone can guide us out of the darkness of sin. Light is also related to truth, in that light exposes whatever exists, whether it's good or bad. In the dark, good and evil look alike. In the light, they can be clearly distinguished. Just as darkness cannot exist in the presence of light, sin cannot exist in the holy presence of God. We must put aside our sinful ways of living to be able to experience a close fellowship with God. And we also know that sin separates our fellowship with God. So no one can claim to be a Christian and still live in immorality. We cannot love God and court sin at the same time. And when we sin, and again, it's a separation. It causes a barrier between us and God. We are all sinners by nature and by practice. At conversion, our sins are forgiven, whether it was in the past or in the present and the future. Our sins were forgiven. Yet, even after we became Christians, we still tend to fall and fall into sin. Confession, I'm going to talk a little bit about that too this morning. Confession removes the barrier that separates us from God when we sin. Why then is it so difficult for me to admit my faults or my shortcomings, even to God? Why is that so hard for me to do? It takes humility and honesty to recognize the weaknesses that we have in our lives. And most of us, I know for me, I tend to be like this too much. I feel like I'm strong enough, you know, I don't have to. Or, yeah, we just rather just pretend that we're strong and don't want to admit our weaknesses. We don't have to be afraid to reveal our sins to God because He knows them already. The awesome part about this is that He doesn't write us off. Instead, He draws us close to Him. Confession frees us to enjoy our fellowship with Christ. Just like our personal lives, when we wrong someone, especially a close friend, when we wrong that person, we can lose that closeness, or there's a trust that maybe is broken between you and this other person. That's sort of how it is with our relationship with God. When I sin against God, immediately there's a barrier that comes between me and God. And I don't feel that the closeness that that I had before in our relationship. That is why confession is a very important part of our Christian lives, whether it's on a personal level with other people around us or in our relationship with God. Like verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I want to read a passage out of Ephesians chapter 5, just speaking of walking in the light. Verse 8 through 14. For you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you again for your love, and thank you for the plan of salvation and forgiveness of our sins. And Lord, I just want to commit each person that is here this morning, just commit them to you, commit each one of us to you, and we invite your presence here today in our service. And may we just feel that closeness to you this morning. Just want to commit each one of the Sunday school teachers to you and each one that has a part in the service here today. Lord, I just pray that just help us to just be open and to be willing to take in what you have for us and to grow, be drawn closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.